بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، وبعد. عن ابي حميد عبد الرحمن بن سعد الساعدي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: استعمل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلا من الازد يقال له ابن اللتبيه على الصدقه، فلما قدم قال: هذا لكم وهذا اهدي لي. فقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على المنبر فحمد الله وأثنى عليه، ثم قال: أما بعد، فإني أستعمل الرجل منكم على العمل مما ولاني الله، فيأتي فيقول: هذا لكم وهذا هدية أهديت لي، أفلا جلس في بيت أبيه أو أمه حتى تأتيه هديته إن كان صادقا؟ والله لا يأخذ أحد منكم شيئا بغير حقه إلا لقي الله تعالى يحمله يوم القيامة، فلا أعرفن أحدا منكم لقي الله يحمل بعيرا له رغاء، أو بقرة لها خوار، أو شاة تيعر. ثم رفع يديه حتى روي عفرة إبطيه فقال: اللهم هل بلغت؟ ثلاثا. متفق عليه. The narrator of this hadith is a Sahabi by the name of Abdurrahman bin Sa'd As-Sa'idi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is a Sahabi who used to live in the suburbs of Medina Munawwara, and he passed away towards the end of the Khilafat of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 120 ahadith are narrated from him, muttafaq alayh, that is Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. There are 3 ahadith, one farad munfarid, that is specifically by Bukhari Sharif, one hadith in Muslim Sharif, one hadith. He narrates and he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed a person or a man from the Azd tribe. His name was Ibn al-Lutbiyah. He was appointed as responsible to collect sadaqah and zakat. When he returned, he addressed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said that this is for you. In other words, this is what I have collected for the purposes of public usage. And this section was gifts that were given to me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood on the minbar, praised Allah ta'ala, exonerated him, and thereafter he said that I appoint sometimes a person amongst you to carry out a function or task concerning which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me responsible. And this person comes to me and he says that this is for you, and this is a gift that was given to me. Why did he not sit in the home of his parents so that this gift could come to him while sitting at home, if he is truthful in his claim that this is a gift to him? I take an oath on Allah. None of you will take something without its right. In other words, none of you will misappropriate something, or none of you will take something from someone else which you did not have any right towards, except that you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carrying that same thing on the day of judgment. I do not wish that there should be any one of you that has to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment whilst carrying a grunting camel, or whilst carrying a mooing cow, or whilst carrying a bleating sheep. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised up both his hands until the whiteness of his armpits were visible. And he said, "O Allah, have I conveyed 3 times. The meaning of this hadith, my respected brothers, is quite clear, quite apparent, that when it comes to public funds, as we have mentioned this topic many times in the past also, we have to be very, very careful and we have to be meticulous with the discharging of public funds. Something that doesn't belong to us, especially when it belongs to the Muslim Ummah, we have to be extremely careful. From this hadith we learn, this person was appointed to carry out a task, he was carried out and appointed as a zakat collector. We find even nowadays people are traveling, doing collection of zakat, but be very meticulous and careful about what we are doing. And he went to a particular area, he was collecting on behalf of the Baytul Mal, the public treasury. And he came back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "This I collected and these were gifts. This I collected and these were gifts." Obviously, He was not given these gifts because the people liked him or they had some association with him. They gave him the gifts so that he would be lenient in discharging his responsibility. And this is where the problem arises. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was part of the akhlaq and the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he did not take the name of this person. What this person had done was completely wrong. Yet, what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? Climbs on the minbar and he praises Allah ta'ala and then he says, I appoint a person, a rajul. Didn't take this man's name. He says, I appoint a person to carry out a particular task. And then he comes to me with this, a story like this. This I collected and this were gifts that were given to me. Why when he was sitting in his house? Why when he was sitting in his house the same gifts didn't come? Obviously, these gifts were procured because of his association and position. And this is where some ulama even of the opinion that if you are holding some public office, if you are holding a public office, it is not even permissible for you to accept a gift. Because there is a possibility that whoever gave you the gift is giving you with some purpose or motivation which is going to cause you not to carry out your responsibility or your task correctly. So you have to be very, very careful in this regard. If it's some relative or somebody used to give you gifts before, there is no problem. But if it is a gift because of your association or position, then obviously the man, like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, why when he was sitting in his house, he never gave him a gift. Now that he is appointed as a collector of zakat, suddenly he is getting gifts. So you have to be very, very careful in this regard. And we find the extent to which the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come, Allah protect us, the extent to which this is a serious issue can be seen from this description that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives. Take something that's not your haq. Take something of somebody else's that you are not supposed to. And what's going to happen? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will come before Allah on the day of judgment and you will be carrying that same thing with you. So in that, obviously, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an analogy that was relevant to the people of his time. He says, I don't want it to be such that any of my ummah has to bring one cow, or bring one bleating sheep, or bring one carrying one camel. How are you going to carry it? And what is meant by this also is that if you are going to carry the fruits of your crime with you in Qiyamah, then in other words, you are going to be disgraced before the rest of humanity. So in other words, ulama ikram explain that one who misappropriates public funds will be disgraced before the entire creation on the day of judgment. So not only will you have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your crime, Allah protect us, will be exposed in front of the entire humanity. Why? Because your crime had to do with the public. So before the public you will be disgraced if you do not make tawbah. We find, my respected brothers, the emphasis is the latter part of this hadith. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam delivers this message. One pertains to the zakat collector, but more important is a general message. A general message. What was the general message? La wallahi la ya'khudhu ahadun minkum shay'an bighayri haqqihi. By Allah's qasam, anything that was not your haq that you took, you will be exposed on the day of judgment. And then to emphasize this, Allah raises both his hands. He raises both his hands to the heavens. Sahaba say, till the whiteness of his armpits become exposed. What is this? This is to make us understand that don't take this matter lightly. Don't take this matter lightly. If you are in a position of trust, it's an amanat. Be very, very careful about discharging that trust. Allahumma shahad. Allahumma shahad. Allahumma shahad. Hal ballagt. Hal ballagt. He's asking. He's asking Allah, Ya Allah, did I tell them? Did I convey the message to them? Obviously he conveyed the message. But why this? To make us understand the importance that we have to be very, very careful in this regard. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanallah.